Happy birthday to you.
You don't want to pipe down the nun a little bit?
No.
What?
I'll take floppy 9000s.
Keep the video. Do not send the video. Out.
Send the video. Send the video. Send the
video. You imagine taking a sh**, you hear the little
Carter.
You broke up with a demon on her birthday.
Wait, hold on. Were you the same guy that said you had witchcraft performed on you by your ex?
All right, give it up for Boogie Board and Naked.
Big Michael.
Welcome to Haunted Homies with Matt Reif, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer, a show about all things that haunt you, from ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories, all told live from within Comedy Club.
Nice.
Okay,
thank y'all
like
so much for coming.
Bro, y'all so drunk already. It's so obvious. Jesus Christ,
if we
man.
Kick out less than two people this show, you guys will set the record for the night, okay?
Oh, yeah. The last show was chaos. So everybody just chill the fuck out.
Swear to God, a fight broke out right there. You guys are actually sitting in it. Yeah.
They were lesbians, though, so it was fucking hot, dude. It was probably one of the sexier fights I've ever seen in my entire life. It was a good time.
It was sick.
You guys seem
drunker, but more cool.
It's interesting. I feel like he's going to be down for a lot more shit, man. Thank y'all so much for coming out.
Yeah, thank you. Late Monday night, and you guys are all here. So round of applause to yourselves.
Yeah, make some noise. We got work in the morning. Yeah! Ooh. Yeah! Getting 4 hours of sleep.
You guys are so...
Okay, but before we start the show, I don't know if a lot of you guys recognize this, but Elton, try talking. Just talk.
Yeah, I can't really talk that well right now. This is me trying my hardest to speak normally. Yeah. So apologies in advance that I sound like I'm going through puberty, but it is what...
He has always had the lisp, though. That's not like a new thing. That's not a sickness.
I've always had a lisp. My balls have never dropped, but here we are together.
Elton threw up for what, like 4 hours straight yesterday?
Yeah, out of absolutely nowhere, I died.
Yeah.
And for 4 hours, it was the worst pain I've ever been in, and just vomited and vomited, and I know you guys are eating, sorry.
For no reason?
And I don't know why. I have absolutely no idea at all.
I have an idea.
What's the idea?
Okay, so this is my theory. Okay, for everyone that doesn't know, Elton is the one in the paranormal group that says he doesn't really believe and he tries to test the demons. You guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah? Yeah? Okay, good. In our house, literally in Elton's office, there's over, 50, like, Dybbuk boxes and haunted items and all these cursed objects, right?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. I just find it so funny that we're good.
We
feel completely fine, but yet the guy that sleeps with a demon in his office...
Well, don't call Ginger a demon.
No. Ginger's his girlfriend.
Yeah, I probably should have said that. Sorry. So that's just.
I find it funny. I don't know. Like, the odds of literally the beginning of tour and your voice is gone.
It's a bit suspicious, don't you think?
Or it's just that I work a lot and I'm tired.
I've literally watched you offer your soul to the devil like 8 times. You don't think this is the devil just throat f***ing you in your sleep? You don't think there's any possibility of this?
Wait, so do you think the devil's just playing hard to get? Because the last time I offered that was like 8 weeks ago, and he just waited a few weeks to be like, ooh, let me get him when he's not suspecting.
He's not going to go on your time. That's not how a rape fantasy works. He can't be when you want it, dog. And now look at you. On stage, no voice. Down.
Damn.
Wow. Okay, I got a question for y'all. If you knew that once you died, you would become a ghost, what kind of ghost would you become? Like, would you haunt people? Would you just be chilling? Like, would you just be a ghost that, like, flies to cruise ships and then you just sit on the Mickey boat all year?
Ooh, I know what I would be. Huh. I'd be a ghost that had ice cubes for hands and just would always make people's soft right when they didn't kneel on it.
Wait, what?
I just want to completely destroy the male psyche. And every time some dude's about, like, oh, I'm about to fuck this hot bitch. Nope. That's it. That's all I want to do. No one would ever think it's paranormal.
You're the worst, dude.
I would be the only ghost that would never get caught. You would never catch me. It would just be whiskey. Nope, just me as a ghost. Just, ooh, tiny dick.
That's an interesting ghost. I've never heard of that kind.
I don't want to hurt anyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What about you, Matt?
I think maybe I'd want to be a shadow figure.
A shadow figure?
Yeah. I feel like it's as close as I can get to being black, like in the afterlife. That's not racist, it's spiritual. Just kind of curious. And also what I love about shadow figures is like they're kind of the most mysterious of the ghosts. Like nobody knows who they really are.
Yeah,
and I think that's kind of the fun in it. You know what I mean? Like some people, shadow figures are often like the doorways of a bedroom and somebody's like, grandma? You're like, no, bitch, it's me. Like you don't know. But people never really know who a shadow figure is. And like that to me is appealing about it.
I can see that. Okay.
What about you? Who would you be? What would you be?
Let me think. I think I'd want to be like a gay ghost.
Bro, you're a gay alive. Like, what do you mean? How much gayer would you get after death?
Like, I just run around like, boo. Boo. You know, but like, I wouldn't haunt like normal places. Like, I would haunt like a JCPenney's or something, you know?
That
like,
is one of the gayest places you could
right?
haunt.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This skirt for $49.99. Boo.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm hiding in an aisle. People are constantly walking by, and they just hear, boo. But I'm not trying to scare them. I'm just, like, judging them. Yeah. Really? You're going to wear those jeans with a denim jacket? Boo.
We could like combine this. Superpowers and just only go after straight guys. You're like, boo, and I'm like, tiny t- Anytime wow. they fuck everything, anytime they try and have straight sex, we're like, nope.
Wow, we would be great ghosts.
What?
And he's a shadow figure just watching in the corner.
Oh, he's the He's just hiding back there as a shadow. Okay, that was funny. Stupid. That was good.
Stupid.
That would be the worst Disney character ever.
Donald
Carter.
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the Haunted Homies podcast, where we talk about paranormal stories.
We also don't know what's going to happen.
We want to play a game with you guys. You guys down for that? Yeah? Yeah?
Let's do it.
Okay, so who's familiar with Would You Rather? Okay. Right? Okay. Right? So, I guess the way the game is going to go, we have some stuff that was already pre-written back there in a jar, and we have to pull it out. And whatever it says on the piece of paper, that is our would you rather. And so we're all competing to get you guys to cheer for our answer. You know what I'm saying? You get it?
So you guys have to you guys are basically the would you rather. We're gonna give you our proposals, try to sell you our point, and then you guys, we're going to do a round of applause at the end for who you guys think you would choose. Fair? Everybody understand the rules?
Fair.
Pretty it's basically would you rather versus.
Okay.
Because we're all very argumentative. That's why we ghost hunt together, to argue about things. This is a great way to argue a little bit, warm up a little bit.
We've been friends for years. We've gone on so many adventures, and we still argue the fact that you don't think ghosts are real, and it drives me insane.
Yep.
Do you understand?
They're not.
What are you saying, bro?
They're not real.
You have been to the same place as I've been and seen the exact same thing.
And then isn't
you're
that crazy?
Like, oh, that's a crazy thing that would happen.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I've been in all the same places as you.
Round of applause. Who believes in ghosts? Like, who's like for sure this is real? Thank you. You don't believe? What do you believe in? Just fucking creatine? You fucking strong dude? Oh my God. Yeah, they're real, dog. Why don't you believe? Because you haven't experienced it? You ever done anal? No, on you. Doesn't mean it's not real. Right, Corey?
That's a good point.
But I have seen it, he said. He's seen
it. He's seen it? All right. Ooh.
I've seen it, though.
He's Donald Cook.
I think I feel something.
All right, who wants to draw? Who wants to draw first?
Let's have you two go against each other.
Me versus Matt?
Yeah, you two go against each other.
All right.
Go ahead, baby boy.
All right, again, to clarify, their goal is to argue to you why you would rather do what they have pitched. That's you're cheering for the thing you would much rather do as opposed to the other person.
Okay. Would you rather get unlimited McDonald's, but you have to summon a portal in every McDonald's bathroom you get food from? That's not that bad.
Or every time someone sings happy birthday, you have to take your pants off and streak the entire length of the song.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, as long as it's this version, okay? Because the black version is like 7 minutes long. It's a much longer happy birthday song, bro.
Is it really?
Yeah, you've never heard it?
No.
Are there any black people here at all?
Happy birthday to ya.
Okay.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday, happy birthday to ya. Did you guys even celebrate February? What the f***, Ontario? Jesus Christ. Sorry.
Okay.
That's how long your dick would have to be out if you choose this one. So would you rather? What was yours again?
It was get unlimited McDonald's, but you have to summon a portal in every McDonald's bathroom.
You sound like you'd be doing the janitors a favor.
That sounds like you're using a glory hole in the McDonald's bathroom.
Get unlimited McDonald's. Yeah.
Hello? Is Big Mac in there? Who ordered the small fry? Oh, is that sweet and sour?
God, I said Jesus. No pickles.
Or someone the streak every time someone sings happy birthday. It's someone's birthday all the fucking time. And yep. Women have month-long birthdays.
That is true. So
that's pretty much every day, multiple times a day. Okay, all right, listen. Say you're working with some magic, right? You got a good piece on you. You want people to see it. You would go on Facebook and be like, whose birthday is it today? 7 friends. Is it your birthday? It's your 50th birthday. God, congratulations. That's happy birthday. But every time they get to celebrate, you were like, here's your gift. And then you just got a little ribbon. Now I have to get naked. It's your birthday. I feel like we should see your suit. You know, let's see.
Remember, this is what's going to happen to you. Anytime someone sings happy birthday, you are the one that has to get naked. Not you.
Yeah, it's not me, you.
It's you guys. Yeah, you perverts.
Yeah. If you have kids, you're not attending any birthdays ever again.
Yeah, I don't think so.
See? Unlimited McDonald's doesn't sound that bad now, does it?
I mean, if you have an unlimited McDonald's, nobody's going to want you to take your pants off when they sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
If you would rather have unlimited McDonald's but have to summon a portal in a bathroom every single time, make some round of applause.
Yeah! Yeah!
So that means everyone else here would rather get naked and streak around every time they had the birthday song.
That makes no sense, you f***ing degenerates. What's wrong with it? How good are y'all's... You're like, I hope it's somebody's birthday because they got to see it.
Would you rather have unlimited food or get naked? Naked! Duh! Oh, my God.
I'm trying to beat up this pinata, dog.
Oh, God.
All right, so I win that round.
I guess 1 point for Matt. 1 point for Matt.
Now me versus Elton?
Yeah.
King of the castle?
King of the castle. I'll pick two and I'll give you the one since you're the reigning champ.
I cannot believe Matt took that.
I'd be taking it. I forgot what that meant.
Wait.
All right. I think this is a harder one for you to argue.
Uh-oh.
Enjoy. Go for it.
Talk to the dead, but only their opinion on politics. Well, listen, I don't know how political ghosts are. I imagine most ghosts involved in politics are in hell. I would imagine.
Yeah.
I guess it depends on who the ghost is. Like, some people might be like, yeah, it was a good thing we were doing for the country. I mean, I don't know. It depends on who you're interviewing. I mean, if you're interviewing the ghost of Hitler, you might be like, hey, man, can we talk about something else?
Nope. Can't.
Art, maybe? He was a painter. So, I mean, talk to the dead, but you can only ask their opinion on politics. I would still do it, because you're still getting a conversation with... can't talk about anything else?
Just politics.
I actually wouldn't be mad at that, because you could scold them about the bad shit that was going on at their time. Like, hey, man, because you did this shit, now we have to put our pronouns in our bio, man. Thanks a lot that you have to do that. Thanks a lot, man. Because you wanted to drink out of these... straws. We don't have any turtles left, dog. Congratulations. So, yeah, I'm actually okay with that. I think I could maybe right the wrongs. Perhaps I could change the future, you know?
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Or, in my case, James Charles is your sleep paralysis demon. Honestly, that sounds fantastic. One, I'm too old for him. He's not gonna touch me inappropriately.
Wow.
Two, I'll wake up looking fantabulous.
So give you a facial. Yeah.
Oh, a little blue eyeshadow, a little white cream.
If you don't know who James Charles is, congratulations. there's a good amount of people in here who are over 12 and they don't know who he is. So this actually might work in my favor.
Yeah, okay. This doesn't sound terrible to have James Charles every time I'm locked up, paralyzed, and he's just rattling off beauty tips to me.
Doesn't sound great. I mean, have you seen him?
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
Little. It's cute though.
I mean, it's your argument. I mean, you wouldn't rather talk to a dead person though?
Not about politics.
What well, could be like
every time you talk to a ghost, it's just Thanksgiving.
You know what? I would talk to Marilyn Monroe and I'd be like, hey, how was JFK's dick? How was it? Was
that's
it cool?
Is that political? Is that political?
Yeah, talking about JFK. Yeah. He was the president and he was piping her down, dog. Absolutely. It's crazy. He was her brains out, then somebody blew his. That's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Too soon? Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus.
He's the only president to get blown on camera, though.
Oh, my God.
I like that.
And welcome to the Haunted Homies podcast.
All right, you got to do the judging.
You're the judge. Ooh,
okay. All right, everyone. Make some noise if James Charles is going to be your sleep paralysis demon. Damn it! Okay.
And Do the other one.
Make some noise if you can talk to ghosts in the world, but only about politics. That's two.
Let's go. Now the two of you versus me?
I feel like there's no chance of beating you. I think you're the crowd favorite.
Huh?
I think you win no matter
when
what.
When you dress like a thermometer, you be hot sometimes. You know what I'm saying? if y'all don't want to team up, fine. That's me.
Me and Corey versus you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two brains versus one?
Right. Yeah, we got to team up, bro.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm standing over here.
I'll let you choose mine. Go ahead.
Okay. I picked two random though, no matter what.
Light work.
No, we can't lose.
Wait, that's why we picked that one.
You're right.
Oh, aha.
The tables have turned, my friend.
What's up, Matt?
Here's yours.
Let's go.
This isn't
good
the first
luck.
Time I've taken both of you, dude. This is the last month of challenge.
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got it. You should go first.
All of your sins are forgiven, but you have to hook up with the nun from the Conjuring movies. Hey, say what you want. She looked like she'll suck your soul out. So, I'm going to have her on her knees for sure. We both going to be forgiven after this. All right, I ain't too worried about it. I might actually, I'll pull that. What's the head thing they wear, what the nuns wear? What is it? A veil? That. I'll pull it. What are you working with?
Would you rather date Matt Rife, but you're blind?
What good is that? You don't want to hear me yap all day.
How much do you really love this man? Are you willing
to lose
your eyesight
for him? All I'm going to talk to you about is politics, so good luck. You don't want to pipe down the nun a little bit?
No!
What?
No!
Oh, come on, man. She's a freak.
I think everyone here would rather pipe you down.
You what?
I think everyone here would rather pipe you down.
I don't think so, man. What good? You blind. I might if I'm dating you and you blind, I'm gonna get fat. How you gonna know? That's what I'm saying.
I feel like you'd be the type of person, like if you knew she was blind, you'd hire someone who has your exact voice and just have them sub in for you.
I'm just next to him on the couch eating chips, like, don't you feel good? I gotta go nun on this one, man. I really do. It's something about, like, there's a wholesomeness to the whole Catholicism aspect of it. And I feel like it would bring me closer to God. You know what I mean? Yeah, is she scary? Yes. Does she haunt my dreams? Yes. But does she have a gag reflex? No. So, it's like, how can you say no to that?
Or would you rather date someone living who's incredibly hot,
mm-hmm.
has perfect eyes, chiseled jawline, 8-pack of abs, gets naked every time the birthday song is sang, is wildly successful.
Guess whatever.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
7 out of 10. I'd recommend it.
It's pretty close. shut up, everybody. It's none of your business how big it is. I rest my case. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to tear it up.
You got any other arguments?
I like my choice.
Why they should rather date Matt Rife and lose their vision?
I think you just said it. Would you rather date Matt than the nun from the Conjuring movie?
No,
that is so obvious.
No, absolutely not. No, 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 no.
No?
Dry yourselves up and use your brain, okay?
No.
This is common. All your sins are forgiven. You're guaranteed to go to heaven if you can just fuck this one corpse. One corpse is all you have to do. Versus me, if you date me and you're blind, I'm gonna make fun of you so much. Do you understand? Babe, come here.
Like a matador. I would fuck with you all the time. I'd be rearranging furniture. I'd leave the plunger in the toilet.
Oh!
I'd take your bicycle seat off.
Matt? What are you doing in the bathroom?
So, I don't know, man. Who's gonna fuck the nun?
All right, who would rather date Matt Rife and be blind?
I'm gay, so you guys wasted your f***ing time, so.
You somehow won it. And lost that round at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
God damn it. So what is that, 2-1?
Yeah.
It's 2.5-1, I think.
I still won the three. Yeah, you guys got a half.
All right, we doing one final round?
We can do one. Do we want to do one more?
Like one more.
Fine.
Yeah, we got to make this difficult on them. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck, dog. Dude, you got this.
You should go first, too. I sound like a valley girl. Like, oh, my God, Matt is so hot.
Go first.
Okay. Would you rather become best friends with a ghost, but it's Bill Cosby? Yeah. I feel like he would be a sleep paralysis demon.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. What else am I supposed to say? Do you want me to not do any rape jokes about a Bill Cosby reference? That's insane to do at a comedy club. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, he would be funny. I mean, mm-hmm. he was on a very successful TV show. Yeah. He's one of the greatest comedians of all time.
You got it.
He can't go around my family or anything, right? Like, he stays separate to when I want to go hang out with him, right?
No.
He can follow
Dude,
me
you're
around.
You're BFFs with him, dog. You go everywhere together.
I don't like that.
The pharmacy.
The pharmacy.
At the bar. Anytime you're at the bar with him.
I come home and there's just a drink being stirred. a poltergeist.
Hey, Matt, let's have a Matrix marathon. So, blue or red pill? I'm sorry, okay? It's late at night, okay? I'm sorry.
I mean, we would eat a lot of pudding together. Like, I feel like, you know, I feel like he'd be a good wingman.
What? Wait.
Guys, back me up on this, fellas. We've all had to be like, hey, man, you got to entertain the friend for a little bit. I got it. Don't you worry about it. You won't hear a peep out of her.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, how else am I supposed to make this case right now? What do y'all got?
I feel like we don't even need to say anything and we'll win.
No, who knows? Who knows?
All right, here's what ours is. You get a sex doll for Christmas, but it's Annabelle.
That's way worse.
Oh. Really?
That's way worse.
No.
Cosby, he's gonna teach you how to knit a sweater. He's gonna, his delicious treats.
The pudding.
That's pretty much it. It's pretty much the only pros. Sell the Annabelle doll. Go for it.
I would, go ahead, yeah.
We got it as a present, right?
Yeah.
And it's a sex doll.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean we have to have sex with it,
yes,
Matt.
Yes, it does. It's gonna possess you to do it.
No, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what it does.
Annie?
Dude. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude. If you don't f*** it, it's gonna f*** you. Like, that's That's how it's the Annabelle doll, if you're unfamiliar, is a doll with basically the devil inside of it. Like, it's like the most evil spirit to have ever been on the planet Earth. And that's gonna be near your peepees.
What's the worst thing? What's the worst thing that she says? Pull my red hair? Like, I don't care. It'll be fine. Also, she's like 9,000 years old. She knows every sex position
sure
in the Kama Sutra.
Sure
it
does.
Sounds fun. Yeah. I would much rather f*** the Annabelle doll 10 times than have to hang
well,
out
Bill,
with...
Bill Cosby's going to ask for it when you're done. So I mean, if you want to get, like, rug burn, you know what I mean? Like, she's a Raggedy Ann doll. She's been around a little while. She's been all over the place. 9,000 years old. You know how many people have ran through her? Yeah, exactly. I don't want to touch that disgusting thing.
I don't mind.
You, ew, dude.
I'll take sloppy 9,000s.
I'm saying Bill Cosby is a... Dude, to have to defend Bill Cosby is insane.
Wait,
delete all the footage, dude.
But hold on. Think about how discreet it would be for Annabelle to be your sex doll. Because it looks so innocent. You could just be sitting on a train just...
Whoa!
But a normal sex doll, you can't f*** that in public. Annabelle, I can do that. Any point in time.
I don't know. I feel like Bill Cosby, he, you know, he'd like sing it like lullabies and
Yeah, good, dude, you got this. Keep going. Keep going. You got this. Hype up Bill.
You have a ghost best friend. That's kind of cool. Forget about who it is for a little bit. Close your eyes and your ears so you won't hear his voice. That's very recognizable. I don't. Is he dead yet? Should be.
Damn, so that means you don't even get your BFF for a few more years. Fuck. You gotta wait. Or you could be f***ing Annabelle right now.
This game's making me uncomfortable.
I thought you were gonna say horny, but that's
no.
Fine.
Let's judge it. Let's judge it then.
Okay.
If you want a ghost best friend, regardless of who it may be.
No.
No, it's Bill Cosby.
It's Bill Cosby.
Make some noise.
F*** you guys, dude. You knew that was stacked against me from the beginning. I didn't have a fair chance.
All right, if you'd rather have Annabelle as a doll, make some noise.
Wow.
I hope he gets all of you. Well, now we have to do a tiebreaker. I'm not going to just sit here and lose.
You pick him this time, and right, you can
fine,
give us
fine.
One.
Last one. Last one.
Last
one.
We're giving the tiebreaker?
Yeah, dude, this.
All right, let's go. Come on, you pick him.
Picking a random two.
You know what the worst part of all those jokes is? I have a
you
replica Annabelle at my house.
Grab two out of them. Got two of them?
What you gonna give us? No.
What you got?
This one's for you guys.
That's you.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
You want me to start?
Yep.
Okay, guys, we got this. Would you rather be the most attractive and desired person in the entire world, but you talk like a minion?
I want to see what my other options are.
Banana. Are you giving us another one?
Okay. No, I'm going to keep mine. Or you're the richest man alive, but you can only get a boner when you interlock toes. Like, hey, low-key, that's the gayest thing you can do. Like that is way gayer than like a penis in a butt. Like that is to interlock someone's toe. That's soul bonding.
Yeah,
I'm actually okay with that. Actually, also, if I'm the richest man in the world, I would build like a splint or something. Like get some popsicle sticks and stretch it and like pull it around or something. Yeah, if I got that kind of money, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, that's cool. Or you could be the most attractive person in the world. And what? You talk like a minion? Who cares?
How would that sound?
Let's say I'm trying to hook up with you.
Okay.
Ready? Banana. Banana.
Let me suck your banana.
I think it just Groot.
That's not that bad.
I mean, that's not fun. Nobody's gonna fuck that person. You'd be like, damn, what the fuck is that? The moment you open your mouth, it'll be an instant turn off, man.
Excuse me.
The richest person in the world. Dude, I could wrap my soft.
Wait, what? Wait.
If I put my soft penis on a stack of like $100,000, you'd be like, I could do that. And also, it's not about the money. It's about what's on the inside. Your voice, you know what I mean? Like, if you have a very seductive, sexy voice and all this money, who needs a hard penis, right, fellas? Right? You guys, dude.
But we could learn like sign language or something. We don't ever have to talk. We're just the most attractive person in the world. If we decide to never talk, that's our choice. They'll never know we sound like that.
Yeah, but I've got three thumbs. So, you know, count your blessings, you know. I'm the richest person in the world. I mean, here's the thing. If you're the richest person in the world, you can make yourself the most attractive person in the world. Look at Khloe Kardashian. That is a thing, dog.
Banana.
I made my case. You ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready, yeah.
All right. Where my soft millionaires at?
Oh, this is going to be close. All right, now make some noise to be the most attractive person in the world that sounds like a minion.
I don't know. That was pretty damn close.
It was right in the middle, yeah.
All right, tiebreaker, fine. Boom. Yeah, I accept tie.
Are we accepting a tie?
I accept a tie.
Wait, it's a tie?
Unless somebody has a better would you rather to settle it. Somebody want to give an example and we'll defend it? Cool, thank you guys so much for coming out.
Yeah, thanks you guys for coming out. This was the Haunted Homies podcast.
Wonderful to meet you guys. Okay, all right, tie it is.
Should we...
My ego is dying right now. I can't believe we tied on that. I had a strong lead. I can't believe I was like, let's just keep doing three. That was... stupid.
Y'all had a chance to get Matt to argue anything at all and passed it up. Any would you
within
rather?
Within reason, okay? I defended Bill Cosby, dude. I feel like I should get a lawyer doctor. Like, an honorary lawyer degree, whatever the fuck it's called, dude. I deserve to have that now.
Yeah.
One of the main points of this show is we like to hear your guys' paranormal stories. It could be anything from a ghost experience, something that happened to you growing up, or it could even be just a memory that has haunted you. And the stories we got tonight are pretty insane. We'll start it with a spooky one, and then I have a lot of questions for this guy. The log line says, "My ex-girlfriend was doing a lot of witchcraft on me." Is that a normal thing? Like, make some noise if you've had someone that you dated do witchcraft on you.
What?
Virgins.
That is an abnormal response.
Did you really? We'll get to you in a second. What's this experience first?
Okay, so it starts like
this. It's kind of hot.
My ex-girlfriend was doing witchcraft on me. She'd be taking my baby teeth, my blood, my fingernails, and my hair. It got so crazy that she'd see demons on FaceTime when I would talk to her, and it led to a moment that changed my life forever on her birthday, actually. And it ends there.
She took his hair, his nails, and his baby. Was she a Roomba? Just picking up shit off the floor? What the?
I mean, I get what to do spells, right? That's why she would be using all that.
How is she getting the baby teeth?
She'd go to her mom or go to his mom.
Yeah, it's a story written by a 9-year-old.
Gold?
How old is the person?
21.
21.
21. Yeah.
I mean, look. I mean, would you rather your girl is stealing your baby teeth or she has an OnlyFans? OnlyFans? All right. Oh, all right, not women who have OnlyFans, okay? Everybody else. Jesus Christ. That's got to be somebody's OnlyFans, right? Where they're just like pulling out their baby teeth. I'm sure.
I don't think the age requirements are met in that situation.
Probably not. Good point. It ends talking about her birthday, but what happened on the birthday?
Yeah, where's David? David, where are you at?
Where? Oh, you walking up?
There he is. Of course he doesn't have sleeves on. Oh, no, she took his sleeves.
Hey, give it up for David, dog. Y'all.
David. What up, dog? What up, man? Cursed.
What's up, man? I'm sorry.
Dude, you gotta walk us through this experience. Like, tell us a little bit about the relationship, how it started to get incorporated. She started doing, like, witchcraft on you, and then end on what happened with this birthday,
oh,
dude.
Oh, for sure. So, yeah.
Also, hold on a second. It's a good teeth. Okay. Just making sure. Go ahead.
So, yeah, like, I just graduated from high school, and I met this girl on Instagram, and we started talking and everything, and she would be telling me that she would be into witchcraft and stuff. I would be into playing Ouija boards, and I would be going to haunted places and stuff around this time, too. Like, I've seen doors slam by themselves and everything like that. Yeah, literally, like, since sixth grade. So, basically, when I was dating her, she would be asking me questions like, oh, could I have your baby teeth? I didn't think nothing of it, so I just started giving it to her.
Wait.
I get mad if my girlfriend takes my sweatshirt.
Yo, that's hilarious. Like, girls steal the boyfriend's hoodies.
Yeah.
She's just got a little necklace of teeth.
What? So what, she randomly one day was just like, hey, do you know where your baby teeth are?
Yeah, literally just one random day, yeah.
Did you give them to her?
Yeah.
That's how young and horny guys are, dude. But yeah, totally, whatever. As long as there's less in your mouth. Yeah.
How far into this relationship were you when you gave her your teeth?
Like a week.
A week?
Dude! Start with a promise ring or something. Oh my God. Okay. So you gave her the teeth, and then have the relationship progress.
So yeah, she'd be asking me questions like, "Oh, could I have your fingernails and stuff?"
What?
Did she say what she was using any of this for?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She was basically saying, like, we would be cuddling, and she'd be like, could I have your fingernails and your toenails when you clip them? I didn't think nothing of it, though.
What do you mean? Who did you date before this that you were like, oh, another one of these?
Oh, the classic toenail.
God, were you La Llorona? What the f***, dude? Okay, continue.
So, yeah, like, she'd be asking that and stuff, and I'd be just giving it to her. And this one time I was in her kitchen and I was like cutting a fruit or something and I cut myself and she's like, oh, don't do nothing. She comes and like takes my blood and she's like, you're okay now.
What?
Okay, let me ask.
You didn't take anything of this.
This is a kinky relationship.
At this point, you've now given her baby teeth, fingernails, and blood.
Yeah.
Have you had sex yet?
I...
That's a no.
I think...
That's a no. That's a no. That's a no.
I swear she's gonna f*** me. I just gotta give her my baby teeth.
One more fingernail. One more nail. That's all she needs.
The only thing he would let her do is he had to wait till she got on her period. He was like, stay right there. Getting her blood as well. What the f***, David? Okay, continue.
So, yeah, like, we would be on FaceTime and stuff, too, and she would be talking about, like, demonic spirits and stuff, and I remember, like, my parents would tell me that Jesus Christ said that one-third of the angels fell from heaven, so I just knew these were fallen angels that she was seeing on FaceTime.
Yep.
And I thought, at first, I was like, maybe she's just seeing things, but no, as the relationship progressed, no, she actually was seeing those things.
Well, she said she saw demons.
Yes.
Like, around you in her home.
Just around, like, on her FaceTime. We were on FaceTime when she was saying that.
That's bad service. You know, it's a little dog filter. You know how you can put filters on FaceTime now? A little devil filter. That's insane. Okay, so she said she claimed to have seen demons. At what point did you realize she was doing witchcraft on you?
So she would kind of, like... The way she would say it, too, she was like, I'm doing witchcraft on you, but I thought she was just joking around.
Just said it? No, but tell me the way she said it. Go ahead. That'll make it better.
I think even, like, her ex-boyfriend, she had, like, a voodoo doll of him. But she told me that after the fact.
What?
Yeah.
Did she ever do anything to the voodoo doll while you guys were together?
She never told me about it. When we broke up, she told me about it.
Oh, as a warning.
As a warning, yeah.
To be like, I'll f*** you up, too.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
How many teeth did you give her?
Oh, just stuck one. On the teeth?
I think it was
dude, how are you not stuck on the teeth?
Wait.
It was just like one or three.
Is that why
she said one or three?
Wait, one to three?
Did you say one to three?
You said one or three.
Yeah, one of those number
we
between
all
that,
know
right?
The difference between one or three.
You know there's a number in between that, right?
Yeah, maybe two, maybe.
Okay, like, sure.
So wait, did she ask your parents for the baby teeth?
No, my parents didn't care for her.
Okay.
They didn't care for her? You're, okay. You have great parents, David. Yeah. They have phenomenal intuition.
It sounds like your parents didn't care for you either. How are you falling into the trap?
No, like, my parents didn't know anything.
Tooth fairy.
Your parents didn't know any of this?
No, they didn't know any of this. They still don't
next
know
time,
this.
They still don't know this?
Not really.
What
they're
the
f*** now?
Okay. Your parents don't know about this?
Not like these details specifically, no.
This is how your parents are going to find out that you
pretty
gave
much.
Away your baby teeth to a demon.
Pretty much.
Now what officially witchcraft did she tell you any spells that she did towards you or at you or on you?
Well,
can you show me where on the bottle she put the hex on you? What happened to you?
Now, like, we would be cuddling, and she'd be, like, poking out my hairs from my head, and I'd be like, what are you doing?
Scalp my shot. What?
But, yeah, that's like...
Did she say anything about any spells?
She would, like, talk about moon spells and stuff like that.
Oh, one of those.
Okay. Let's be honest, though. You're cuddling, she's plucking out your hairs. Were you into it?
I was kind of weirded out, to be honest.
But, like, in a good way? I mean, you stayed with her, right?
Shortly after, yeah.
How long did you date her for?
Honestly, it was just a couple months. Maybe, like, 2 months, 3 months.
Too long. And then what was the breakup process? You called things off?
Yeah, so it was kind of a crazy process. Like, it was actually on her birthday, and... So this actually took
That's
place.
That's kind of on you, dude, a little
you
bit.
You broke up with a demon on her birthday.
Oh, no, like...
I mean,
so
you owe her some teeth.
So basically, like, I was with her, like, in her car, and her friends were there, and they basically gave me, like, an edible. I almost ate the whole thing, and it had the same substance, I think, that's in meth, and I had a drug overdose on that day.
This story keeps taking turns, dude.
The same substance
she
that's in meth.
She gave you meth so that you'd lose the rest of your teeth.
We're catching on.
Yeah, okay, all right. So you did meth, then what?
Yeah, I had a drug overdose after. And then
you overdosed from it?
Basically, yeah. They took me to the hospital. All the ambulances were coming and everything.
Oh, my God. So then in the hospital, were you like, it's over? Or was she like, I can heal you? Like, what? How'd she react to that?
So basically, we were on the next day, and the day I actually came back from the hospital, I was on YouTube, and I watched this video, and the video was 23 minutes to hell. And I watched a video, and I didn't know where, like, when I almost died, I didn't know where I was going to go. Like, I believe in heaven and hell, but just because of who I was and what I was doing, like, I thought I was pretty much going to go to hell. So when I watched that video, like, it really scared me. Then I would be on FaceTime with her, and then she would be, like, you know, laughing and stuff.
God damn.
Oh,
that's the most evil shit I've ever heard. Babe, I think I might go to hell. That's fucking terrifying. So how did you end things with her? How was the official breakup?
I would say literally it was just, like, maybe, like, a normal breakup process.
No, it wasn't.
So, like,
I want you to know right now, nothing about any way you could have done it was a normal breakup process.
It was over, I think, like, on call.
It was on a call?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, basically, I was trying to break up with her, but I physically, I don't know, I didn't really feel like doing it, so she did it for us. So, it was really weird.
Ooh. And she didn't, like, curse you or say you're going to rue the day?
Oh, no. No, she didn't. She didn't curse me.
And you ever heard anything about a voodoo doll about you or anything like that?
No, it's kind of cool. I actually talked with her recently.
Wait. I shook your hand, dog.
No.
She tricked you into taking meth, and you're like, she's pretty cool.
She knows some cool people.
So, yeah, like, basically, I want to tell you guys about this experience I had in August of last year, and this kind of led me to it. So basically, in I'll say August 1st, I hit rock bottom. Like I was, my parents basically like kicked me out of my house and everything. And when I was inside my living room, I literally had a vision of Jesus Christ. Like Jesus Christ literally came to me, and I felt the Holy Spirit descend on me. Shortly after, I started speaking in a heavenly language and everything.
Spanish?
That is Jesus' language.
Ay, Dios mío.
So yeah, like basically when he gave me the vision, it was me and him and we were sitting on a bench together and he looked at me and he said, "You're going to be okay, my son." So I gave basically Jesus Christ basically all my life. I had like $1,000 worth of like spirit boxes, Ouija boards. I literally broke everything. I broke everything. A lot of my horror stuff, like like $4,000 worth of horror movie stuff. I threw like everything. Like I was throwing everything.
So you got kicked out of your parents' house. You were in the lowest moment of your life. Were you basically homeless when you had this Jesus experience?
Yeah, and the first thing I brought with me at the time, I didn't know Jesus, but I brought the Bible. It was just an instinct, like I knew.
And then you saw Jesus. Like you had a vision of you 100%. And him on a bench. So yeah. You did meth twice. That's what's up.
I could just see Jesus being like, "I will forgive you for everything you've done, but first, I need your baby teeth."
Oh my God. If Jesus asked for baby teeth.
But yeah, it was just like, it was a really wild experience too, because it really like shook up my whole life. And then the Holy Spirit was telling me, he said that you're supposed to forgive everyone and love your enemies. So basically I just told her about Jesus and, you know, just planted the seed with her.
She just burst into flames or what? Was she not happy about it?
She was kind of receptive a little bit, yeah. Hmm. Surprisingly a little receptive, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
So you don't think, though, like there's no chance that she didn't take your hair and your blood and your fingernails and your baby teeth and turn you into a voodoo doll, right?
I don't think so.
No?
And it was really crazy, too. I want to tell you guys this, too, because like when I would be like into like going to like haunted places and stuff, like I always kind of wonder like what are these things and stuff. But when I got saved by Jesus Christ, when the Holy Spirit came onto me, then I literally started going to my friends' houses and there was full on exorcisms in their houses, like literally through God, literally. Fuck, healings too. People's like whole wrists got healed and everything.
No way.
100%.
That's insane, dude.
And I have videos of it all.
What?
I have videos of it all, yeah.
And of course the projector's broken.
You have God videos of people's wrists and wounds miraculously healing in front of you?
Not the wrist one, but the exorcism, yes.
And what do you visually see in the exorcism video?
100%, yes. So you'll see the manifest, yeah.
What do you see, though? What does it visually look like?
The demonic spirits, they talk out of them. There was this one time I brought one of my friends to a FedEx parking lot, and through the Holy Spirit, he started speaking.
Shh. We're learning.
But yeah, like it was basically like through the Holy Spirit, like when I was doing deliverance on my friend, he started speaking in demonic tongues, and his eyes started rolling back in the middle of a FedEx parking lot.
I think that's called a heat stroke.
In a FedEx parking lot?
Literally, yeah.
Is it what's that?
In the name of Amazon Prime. I repel you.
That's what it's short for, Fed Exorcism.
Fed Exorcism! I'm fed up with exorcisms. Interesting. Wow. Holy sh! This story unraveled.
So yeah, like it was a wild experience. So basically in August, like what I did was I just believed that Jesus Christ is Lord. And once you believe in him, then you repent of sins too. So that's a process. That could be any type of sin. And then he gives you the Holy Spirit. And when he descends on you, he leads you to live a Christian life. And
when you hit rock bottom and you had this this premonition of him and you on this bench, yeah, and everything. This was after you overdosed. Was he at least like, "Hey, sorry, I'm late"?
This was like, I would say maybe like a year and a half after.
It was a year and a half after that? Were you not like, "Dog"? Like, I didn't know where I was going. And he was like, "Tea time," or whatever. I was at supper.
Yeah, like when he gave me like that vision, I just felt like complete peace. I think I was crying like 30 minutes after.
That's Amazing, man. I'm so happy you had that experience. That's so cool. Isn't that so cool, the very real experience?
Give it up for Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I love this, dude. This is one of the best stories we've had so far.
Yeah.
Wow.
What did Jesus look like?
So basically, he came to me in a way where I recognized him. Because when he reads God's words, he's Jewish, so he's darker skinned. But he came to me in a way that I would recognize him, in a white robe and everything.
Was it Bill Cosby?
Oh, man.
Bro, if it was, wouldn't you be like, ah! To hell we go.
Ding.
That's awesome, man. And you know, I don't know how much I know for sure about heaven or hell. I hope it's real.
I can promise you 100%.
I hope it is. And that, to me, like that version of it makes the most sense to me. That Jesus would take a form that you recognize. It's probably not one person that we all have seen painted pictures of or whatever. It's probably whatever makes you feel the most comfortable and resonates with your soul.
Like the biblical Jesus, it's God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. And I want to tell you guys this too. This happened January 17th. So I went to this Christian event, and John Ramirez, he was a Satanist for 25 years, and he came to Christ. And he was casting demons out of me at that time. And that night when I went to sleep, the Lord took me up to heaven. Like, my soul left my body, and I literally saw the top of heaven. 100%.
Welcome to the IE.
Dude, this is fucking incredible. This is one of the coolest stories I've ever heard.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
Of course, man. Wow. I mean, do you guys have questions?
I heard it all.
Shut up. Oh, I promise you, there's not a cooler story than this, okay? This is insane to me. Dude, David, I can't thank you enough for sharing the story, man. I really appreciate you coming up here and opening
you.
Up about
yeah, give
it.
Give it up, y'all.
On this, dog. Thank you. Thank you.
I was actually going to ask you guys, too. Do you think I can say one prayer over the crowd?
Nah.
Oh, nah. I get weird about it.
Yeah, for sure.
They're a bunch of sinners, dude. I know.
Yeah.
Love you, bro. God bless you, too, brother. Thank you, man. One more round of applause for David, everybody, when he gets back to his seat. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Very kind of you, man. The nicest. You guys are evil, dude. Do you know what he asked? He said, "Do you mind if I do a prayer over the audience?" Which is like the nicest thing ever. And you guys would have been like, "Bam, you turds." I was trying to defend Bill Cosby, and at least some of you were like, "All right, okay. What do you got? Give it a chance. Prayer." And you guys were like, "This is stupid." You guys are all over the place.
Get back to the baby teeth.
Yeah. Back to the real shit.
This next story is more of a memory that would haunt someone, not so much of a paranormal experience. And I kind of want to hear you read this
one. Okay.
Yeah. This is going to be fun.
The scary part is me going to be trying to read out loud. The time I was hooking up with my ex-girlfriend in her family's bathroom and her mother came in to take a shit and I was hiding in the shower and got caught and arrested.
Great follow-up.
That's just the title.
Yeah.
A lot of spelling errors as well, in case you guys were curious. All right. I have really haunted stories, but I'm going to tell you the most embarrassing story and funny story. My ex-girlfriend called me over to hook up, so they only have two bedrooms in the house, and she shares a room with her brother. Like, bunk beds? Like, what the f*** is the situation? So we went in their one bedroom that the whole house shares. So we start hooking up, and her mom is knocking on the door, so I was getting down at the time, covering her mouth. Trying not to make her scream because we were getting down like heavy. So
it is not say that.
Swear to God, every detail. We was like getting down heavy. So I hid in the shower. This is how I imagine him speaking, actually, in the shower. And her mom came in, and I was behind the shower curtain laying down. And her mom took the biggest, massive diarrhea. The smell, nothing could ever compare. And being the asshole I am, I recorded it. You better have the video. And then she heard the camera record. You imagine taking a shit and you hear the little ding. Or the flash goes off. She went and pulled back the curtain, and I was butt naked, so I ran out of the house, and her father chased me down. And the best part is, I left my pants in the shower with my keys, and my car was locked, so I hid in the neighbor's bush. They called the cops. The cops found me and arrested me for like 3 hours, butt naked. Of course, they gave me clothes, and her mom is like one of those super strict moms, so it was pretty much over between me and her, because I sent everyone the video of her mom shitting her brains out, because her mom basically the biggest Karen you'll ever meet. Dude, you posted a video of her That's not being a Karen. Oh my God. She's the biggest Karen you'll ever meet. My ex-girlfriend forgave me. Two different words she put. My ex-girlfriend forgave me, but eventually a couple years ago she was getting married, and I, the night before, okay, I don't even know how to fix that. I ran into her at Walmart, and we all get up in the dressing room. I ran into her at Walmart, and we all get up in the dressing room at Walmart, where like the lingerie is an employee caught, and the cops came again. But let's go to the cop end up giving me a high five afterwards, because I explained to him that this was my girlfriend and I wanted to hit it one last time, because the last time her mom blocked me and basically shit is everywhere. End of story.
Wow, give it up for that. That was good.
Man.
Emotional.
Ontario public schools, huh? Huh?
I like to tell the story.
Wait, that's you?
It was speak to text.
Wait, hold on. Were you the same guy that said you had witchcraft performed on you by your ex?
Is this the same ex?
No, different.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Pick him up?
Yeah.
God damn.
Jesus.
Is that the best part? No, I'll come up.
You don't have to go the long way.
Why? All the way around.
It's dramatic.
Are you stopping at the Walmart dressing room?
Where are you going? Bro could not have went longer. He almost went outside. Jesus.
Oh.
You know how I know you're a good talker? Because you talked and walked with your hands.
I know
it's like a... Bro, you can sell at a kiosk for sure. What's up, man? Good to meet you.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
This is going to be good.
I cannot wait to hear this.
You smell fantastic. I think the audience should know that. You smell great,
well, first
dude.
Of all, what's up, Ontario?
There we go.
Yo, give it up for
the
these guys.
Show the boys some love.
Yo, give it up for these guys who literally sacrificed their souls for our entertainment. For sure.
That's true.
They go ghost hunting every time for entertainment. I want to say thank you, because now I'm ghost hunting.
Oh, there you go. Hell yeah.
This is not you, the sexiest mime I've ever seen.
All right, well, first of all, what happened was basically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shut up.
You guys want to hear about the ex girlfriend?
No, this story first.
We'll stay here for right now.
The daughter in the bathroom with and the cops.
Basically, sister's best friend, her dad's close to my dad. You know, we're like kind of hooking up on a side action. No one knows about it.
Okay.
She's sharing a bedroom with her brother at the time.
It's weird.
Like 15 years ago, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So she calls me up like 3 o'clock in the morning, come down to her house, literally snuck in the bathroom window, getting down.
Nice.
Heavy.
Heavy, you mentioned. Yeah.
Heavy getting down, guys.
Hand over the mouth. He's a pro.
Heavy.
Okay.
So there's only one bathroom in this house. Like legit one bathroom. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. Her mother's pounding on the door, right? She got me butt-ass naked. Legit.
Nice.
Butt-ass naked. But she's wearing one of those, like, nightgowns. So I'm just like...
Is she 77?
Something like that.
Did she just get done watching a Lifetime movie?
I picture him having one of those nightcaps on, like Scrooge McDuck would have.
100.
He's, like, holding a lantern. Continue.
So anyways, so she's pounding on the door. And I'm like, fuck, right? She goes and says, 1 second. She flushes the toilet. I jump inside the shower, close it. This bitch starts taking the biggest shit ever. I'm talking just loading out.
Do now you have like, the video of the
I have it in my email. So what we could do is afterwards, I could find the video.
Attach it to the pod episode.
Okay.
And I'll attach it. I'll send it. I do have the video.
Why not just not take the video?
Because then we'd have no story,
like,
would we?
It's no story. There's no proof. I got to tell everyone what the f*** happened. Literally, you see my dick. And all of a sudden you hear...
Wait, keep the video. Do not send the video.
Send the video.
My dick's out.
Do not send the video.
You see my dick out, and all of a sudden you just hear... Bloop. And you see my dick, and all of a sudden you hear go, what the f***? Open it up. And I go, ah! Jump out, start running. Her dad is fucking huge, so he's chasing me. Jump inside the like neighbor's like yard. Light goes off. Her father's screaming, running. Neighbor seen me, I guess. I don't know. Called the cops. Cops came, got me. Actually, her mom, she wasn't really a Karen because she bailed me out. Like, she said it was...
The mom bailed you out?
She saw your dick.
She seen my dick. She seen my dick. For sure, for sure.
And you still posted the video.
Well, yeah.
She bailed you out of it.
I didn't post it. I sent it out to my boys.
That's not better.
Yeah, that's how videos get out.
Also, I just can't.
I was kind of a dick. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, I can't. You don't understand how funny it is to me personally, the idea of a video of just somebody's scared but hard dick in a shower, and you just hear...
And literally, you see it deflate.
That's the funniest thing in the world to me.
You see it deflate as she's shitting. Like, as you hear the...
Well, I want to thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, now the witchcraft story's fucked up.
We're going to do one story at a time. You know what's also hilarious about this? Usually we're like, all right, is there a Josh here? We didn't even get to that. What if it wasn't you the whole time?
It's not.
That would be
guys,
funny
it's not me. It's not. No, really. But ex-wife, right. Not ex-girlfriend. This was an ex-wife.
He's starting witchcraft. The witchcraft story.
Oh, we can only do one story at a time.
Yeah.
One story at a time. Is that the end?
Shit,
Josh, okay. Thank you for sharing the story, dog. One story at a time, baby.
Thank you.
Let's go. Give it up, y'all.
Appreciate you, dog.
Ew.
it's our story now. You don't get to have it. No, it's pretty gross, man. Man, one more time for Josh, everybody. He plays at a piano bar. Sexy Hamburglar.
He said he's going to send me the video.
He's going to send it to you?
Yeah, he's getting my iCloud.
Good, good.
That was a good story.
Yeah.
He's going back a long way again.
There he goes.
He's like right there. All right, one more paranormal story.
Yeah.
Elton, you feel up to it? You want me to read it?
I can't read it.
I'll read it. I swam in a satanic tunnel naked on a boogie board. Before that, I heard a person scream. Okay.
Wait.
So you either heard a demon or you scared a child. It was around 1 a.m. in the morning. That's when that is. I went to the Cobbs Estate Haunted Forest. We were heading to the ritual tunnel. We were hearing noises along the way of the path. We finally reached the tunnel. We went inside and made it all the way to the very end. We heard a woman screaming outside the tunnel. We were all spooked. I was with two friends at the time, but before we headed out, I grabbed my boogie board and swam butt naked in the tunnel. Eventually, I had a supernatural encounter that changed my life forever.
Wait.
That should have been the story.
Can I say something? Does the story say we heard a woman scream, so me and my two friends got naked and started boogie boarding?
Maybe she's drowning.
I mean, what? I've been in that tunnel before. There's no water in it. I've been in that tunnel numerous times. They blocked off the dam. I don't know what, they're just laying on a boogie board on concrete. Oh. Just surf up, dude. There's no water in there, dude.
Where is this Cobbs Estate?
LA area.
LA area?
Yeah.
And they do like a lot of satanic rituals there? Is that kind of the thing?
Yeah, it's known for it. Once one starts, it keeps going.
I cannot get with that shit, dude. Why are you trying to summon something up? It makes no sense.
It's fun.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It's so much fun. You want to talk to ghosts?
I'm going to bring David back up here to do a prayer for all of us if you don't shut up, dude.
And I'll read my own. I'll read my own, okay?
Dude, it's terrifying to me. So you go, these people go to these tunnels, mm-hmm. and they try to conjure up the devil, mm-hmm. and then, first of all, why did you have a boogie board? That's the biggest question. Where is Michael? Huh? You back there? Michael?
Michael.
Give us a cow.
Right there? You know you can use your words. Instead of just walking through the darkness with... Dude, put your hood down, dog. You, what the fuck? Stop being so scary right now. Say something, Michael. Jesus Christ,
you
man.
Still haven't spoken. Wait, no, bro, no. You... Before you get on the stage, can you speak?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. God.
All right,
oh,
give it up for God, Michael, dude. Y'all.
Michael! What up, Michael? Good to meet you, brother. You have the energy of somebody who works at a Blockbuster. You really do, man. I like your energy a lot.
Yeah, you can stand right here.
Also, you just don't look like the kind of guy who is like, I'm ready to go dick out in this tunnel right now. You don't reek of that energy, man. You're fascinating to me. So can you kind of walk us through this journey a little bit? Why were you going to the tunnel in the first place?
Yeah, so, I mean, like...
Bro, I wouldn't let you anywhere near a school. I want you to know that right now.
Yeah, so okay. I was actually inspired a lot by Sam and Colby's videos about just going out and kind of exploring things, you know?
Okay.
And, like, you know, I heard that this place was, you know, like, haunted. And so, I was trying to find the ritual tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Just to check it out. And so... I brought a boogie board because, like, I thought it would be funny to just go in there and just be like, hey, you know,
it
here
was.
We are. On the way, like, we were just going, and we heard these, like, crunching sounds around us. So kind of felt like I was being washed a bit. And, yeah, we just went forward, just kept trying to go to a tunnel. It was pretty dark, so honestly hard to see. We actually, like, you know, tripped and stumbled a bit. But, yeah, eventually we found the tunnel, and it felt like a mile long, honestly.
How long is the tunnel?
It's pretty long.
A quarter mile, you think?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure, but, yeah, like, it felt like it took a good amount of time. And so, basically, I mean, there was water, though. There was water, me, and... The other two people were basically going through that water, and it was pretty dirty. And well, but yeah. Like,
and you still got naked.
It's tunnel water.
Gonna, yeah, I'll get there, bro.
Don't look at me. Like,
I'm getting,
don't go.
I'm
yeah,
getting there, bro. I'm getting there. I'm getting there, bro. I'm getting there. Okay. Like as we're going, we saw this like wooden like figurine just on like a little ledge. It was just kind of weird.
Like a Pinocchio.
I was like, okay, is this anything? Who knows? And then I mean like. Actually, right before we were gonna like before I was gonna just you know strip down and boogie board, I literally heard this woman scream and they're like ah, and like
was it like a high pitched scream.
Yeah.
This is after you pulled your dick out.
What was that?
This was after you pulled your dick out or before?
I think it was after. Yeah.
Oh,
I was like, that okay,
makes sense.
Here we go.
That makes sense. Yeah.
This actually makes so much sense.
This isn't paranormal. This isn't paranormal at all.
That would have been me, 100%.
This should be a case. That should be on active patrol right now.
Okay, so you hear this scream, and you're like, that was weird, and then you just got
like,
in?
It's like, yeah, okay, well, there's that, and here I am, so.
Didn't you say the water was disgusting, and you were like, I'll put my bear dick in that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I thought it would be funny, so I was like, okay, let's do it, you know? And so, yeah, and so, like, the other two people there were like, let's get out of here. They're screaming. It's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, no, let's go for it. So,
did your other two friends know you were gonna boogie board dick out?
I mean, who knows?
Did they also pull their dicks out?
I don't recall that happening. No,
you'd remember if they did.
So you straight up didn't tell your friends you were gonna do this.
I was just gonna do it. You know,
you were possessed.
Even
sorry,
as
guys,
dude,
I was, dude. Yeah, like that's
even
the
as
thing.
Even as my friends,
that's the thing.
If,
like,
if we went to a haunt,
that's huh? The thing.
Was it?
No.
Good okay. Question.
Dude, I gotta say real quick, I am praying that the next story says I went to a demonic tunnel and I saw a naked guy boogie boarding.
Oh yeah, I do. No, but here's the thing. Like I think that it definitely was some kind of a demonic influence because, you know, later, like I got into like conspiracy theories and I was just really curious, right? And eventually that led me down a path of kind of just like questioning everything a bit.
Uh-huh.
And eventually like I started
shh
you know, previously I was actually an atheist, and then after this experience, like, sometime after going through like these conspiracy theories and other things, I kind of opened my head up more to the possibility that there actually is like a heaven and a hell and
That's
God and
said.
Satan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like.
Did you try meth?
What?
Have you tried meth?
No.
I feel like a tunnel would be a good place to find some.
Yeah.
I heard there's a naked guy on a boogie board.
If anybody sells meth, it's the naked dude in a tunnel with a boogie board who's like, mahalo, my dude.
Yeah. And I started opening my mind up more to the possibility that, like, hey, maybe there's something more than just like this world. Like,
there definitely is.
Like maybe there actually is some kind of a spiritual realm, you know? And like previously I was just like, okay, all of that's just like nonsense. It's like science, like, you know, all the way, right? But like after these experiences, it's like I, you know, and so like here's the absolutely crazy thing. Like at some point I was opening myself up more to the possibility that, okay, well, if there actually is a satanic realm or any kind of like demonic realm, right? Uh-huh. I was like, is this real? And so I actually was seeing Sam and Colby's video of The Conjuring House on YouTube, and I was like, this is really cool. And
it's so a real fucking thing, okay. Dude. And that's the whole point of the podcast, and dog.
So I just I got one quick question.
Yeah.
So what made you get naked?
It would have been funny to just get in on a boogie board in the first place.
I was like, I thought this was gonna be fun, just boogie boarding in like the ritual tunnel naked. Like, yeah, like let's do it. You know?
All right, give it up for boogie boarding naked.
Big D- Michael. Thanks, bro. That's the boy. Dude, thank you for sharing. Oh, careful, don't die. Thank you, Michael. Man.
Wow.
You didn't say on the way up here, and then you wouldn't stop up here, dude. How crazy. Saved your whole story, Michael. Dude, I love that. I mean, I love a man who just goes for it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the friend who's going to take the adventure to the next level. I don't know if you know this. That's you. That really is.
Even I won't pull my dick out.
I disagree.
Dude, I thought he was going to get to a part where he was like, and I'm on this conspiracy theory that if you're naked boogie boarding, demons won't attack you. I really thought that's where it was going for a second.
That would have made more sense, actually. Yeah. I'm not going to pull my dick out and put it in murky water.
Yeah. To be fair, that's probably the only thing his dick has been in. So.
Oh.
No, Michael's the kind of dude that's got a hog on him, bro. You could just tell. You could just tell, bro. It's the extra chromosome or something.
He'd be heavy.
It's just no.
He'd be heavy.
Oh, bro, that dude got a dick on him for sure. Believe in ghosts or not, believe that dude got a dick on
That's
him,
why he's
man.
Got a boogie board and not surf. His dick too heavy to stand up.
100% off balance. It's like a little rotor in the water. What are we talking about?
And welcome to our paranormal podcast.
I got stigmatized, my bad. Okay. Sometimes we'll like to end the show on a little more interactive note with the rest of the audience, and we like to open the floor up because a lot of people come to these shows, either they don't know about the Paranormal Channel, maybe they only know a little bit about us individually. So we wanted to kind of open the floor for a little bit of a Q&A. If anybody has any questions for us, preferably haunted related, but you know, anything story, belief based, whatever it may be, just to get to know us a little bit more. I know some people come here and they have some questions. Ooh, fuck, there's more hands than I thought.
Right there.
You want right, her?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, well, I was gonna ask you.
Oh, you gotta would you rather? Bring it back. Let's go.
So you're in a long-term relationship.
Pass. What's the other one?
Next question.
The only way to fix it, you have to fuck her. Are you fucking your mom and your girlfriend's body or your girlfriend and your mom?
I'm tearing my mom up, dude. I've already been in there. You know what I mean? Technically. That's light work. Wow. And it's my girl's mentality, you know what I mean? So
it's a spiritual rebirth.
It's a spiritual rebirth. Exactly. Next.
Next question. Come on, guys.
You
Come
thought
on.
You ate.
Here, wait, right here.
Have you ever experienced looking someone in the eyes that's been possessed by anyone else?
Sure have. Do you want to tell the story about like after the Queen Mary shit?
What? Oh,
so when we went to Whaley?
Okay. What happened at Whaley?
Oh, so this was before we went to Whaley before we went there for the podcast episode. Okay. This was right after we went to the Queen Mary, and the Queen Mary is this, if you don't know, that's the massive ship in Long Beach, right? It's wildly haunted. We went there, and because it's such a big ship, we all had to split up, right? And Elton invited these witches down from Canada, where I didn't even know they made witches. So they come down, and basically, they were trying. Elton wanted to be stuck in there. Like, there's like one room in the entire ship that's supposed to be notoriously B340. The most haunted room. What is it?
B340.
B340.
Yep.
That room is supposed to be the most haunted, right? So Elton had these witches take him in that room, and as I'm saying this, it's hotter than I thought it was. But apparently, he
was. Three of them, one of me.
Possessed. But basically, he wanted to summon all the negative spirits. They were doing these rituals in that room to summon all the evil spirits away from us investigating the rest of the ship to go into that room to use his body as a conduit. So that's why his throat's sore. That ain't it.
Yeah, you watch the channel.
So he goes to this room. He's in there for like 2 hours. Good stamina. And then afterwards, we go in there to like kind of end the episode and the investigation. We kind of want to talk to him about what he went through. And he was like, yeah, some weird stuff happened, but nothing that crazy. But earlier in the night, we had heard from the witches that a lot of times you can tell if somebody's possessed because if you look in somebody's eyes, a lot of times you can see eyes behind their eyes. So a couple weeks after that, we were at the Whaley House down in San Diego, which is notoriously, it's known as like one of the most haunted houses in America. It's a beautiful home. Check it out. And we're at the little courtroom area, and we're just kind of setting up. We're doing our little ritual where we knock on the table 3 times, introduce ourselves. We have candles lit up around the table. And as we're closing our eyes, holding our hands, going around the table, Elton is like, I can see golden eyes every time I close my eyelids. Yeah. And we look at him, and behind his eyes was just kind of fucking nothing.
Yeah, empty.
It was so freaky. And then not even 30 seconds after that, our friend Corbin, who was with us, had to leave because he got like super fucking nauseous. It felt like somebody was like kind of stabbing him in the stomach.
Yep.
Like the entire night just got so weird after you said you were seeing eyes behind your eyes. And you already you're always kind of glazed over, but not it wasn't like that. It was like looking at a different person's eyes.
Yeah, 100%.
It was fucking creepy.
To clarify, what I said is every time I close my eyes, I would see someone else staring at me. I never said I saw eyes behind myself.
That's still not right. Do you understand that? Look at this. No eyes. I don't see anything right now.
Yeah, I remember we had a Super Bowl party around that same time, and we had so many friends come up to me, and they were like, hey, what's wrong with Elton? And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, that doesn't look like Elton. And I would tell you, and you would just go, cool.
No, untrue. Untrue. Very, very untrue. You never told me that anyone said anything about my eyes. You never told me you saw
until after.
I didn't.
Because it wasn't him.
How convenient.
Oh!
How convenient.
No, no one ever told me. No one ever told me.
Did we tell him about what the witches said?
Oh, yeah.
Right, and I didn't know that either. I never knew what the witches said. I never knew what you said. No one ever fucking told me. I found out editing the videos 6 months later.
Yeah, man, because we don't want to talk to a demon.
Yeah, so
Or my friend back.
The witches from Canada pulled me aside one day, and they actually told me, like, can you please watch over Elton and do whatever you can to actually go get him cleansed or something? Because you didn't want to be cleansed after you let whatever it was inside the Queen Mary, like, possess you. Like, you were fine, because at the end of the day, even that night, you were like, nothing happened.
Do you know why? Because they told me nothing happened. They said to me, that was a failure. I'm sorry for wasting your time. It's in the video. It's in the video that they say that. So they lied to me and told you that, and none of you ever fucking said anything to me. Shitty friends, fuck you.
Elton wouldn't speak to us like this. Okay?
Elton, so we know you're in
Diablo,
there.
Diablo, back the fuck up, all right?
Elton.
Watch your tone, because I know a goddamn priest back there who will feed Elton's body meth if need be. Jesus Christ. Elton pulls baby teeth out of his mouth.
Damn, good thing he didn't read the prayer. It started fucking levitating.
Yeah, exactly. Too dangerous. So yes, wow. I mean, that's pretty much the closest experience for that. You can look at me while I'm talking to you, answering your question. that's basically our closest experience for that. It's a fantastic question. I'm okay. We've done too many stories. I think we can end on one more question in a week. You gotta.
I want to add the last guy. I've done a lot of hiking and I've been to that tunnel.
You been to that tunnel?
Yeah.
Was it you that screamed? So she was saying that in that same tunnel that he went to, Michael went to, where the woman screamed, she went to that same tunnel, took a photo, and in the photo, there's a woman in the photo that wasn't actually there. Do you have the photo with you?
I don't.
Good talk. Kind of anti. Send it an email if we can put it in the pod. That'd be fucking fantastic.
Yeah, send it over AIM.
Oh, and I'll let you pick a last question. Whoever use your best.
Oh, wait,
judgment.
Back there.
I'll go back yep. here.
So in your last few videos, you guys have been saying like you've been catching the most paranormal evidence and things like that, but then you say that you're not a believer in ghosts. So like, can you explain what your vision is when you say like, I don't believe in ghosts, but this paranormal activity is going on and it's the best thing we've got? Like, what do you believe in then?
Thank you.
Great question.
You wanna know what I believe in? You know what I want to believe in? Making you click on the fucking video. That's my fucking job. That's my job.
But,
my
however, jo- oh, I'm sorry, go
no,
ahead.
I'm saying my job is not to dictate to you what's real or not. My job is to present to you the evidence that we catch. That's what I'm saying, the evidence. It's up to you to decide whether or not you believe it's real or not. I'm not here to force feed your beliefs down your throat. I'm here to present to you the best video I can possibly make. And I hope that you make your own decisions. That's the difference, okay? That's what my videos are. And I've always been clear from day one that I don't believe. I choose to stay skeptical because I think it creates a balance. If you believe every fucking noise you hear, then yeah, it's always a lady in the tunnel screaming and not some mom who's terrified, right? I choose to create that balance, and that's why our videos work and are just full of like horseshit special effects in the background of every fucking video. So that is my stance on why I say that. And I only say it when it's true, for the record. We always capture things that are better than the last because we've gotten better. We use better tools and we've gotten better at what we do. So I'm not trying to manipulate anything, but yes, I have bills to fucking pay and I need you to click on the video.
Well, as somebody who makes no money from these videos, we've seen some shit, okay? Every fucking time, man. Almost, not. I can't say every, and honestly, that's what makes it so special, is that there's not evidence everywhere we go.
Right.
That's what, mm-hmm. And when something does happen, that makes it so much more special, and we're like, holy fuck, I can't believe this device went off that hasn't gone off for
yep.
four investigations yep. or something
yeah.
like
if
that.
Only, if you knew how many videos we've deleted, how many thousands of, not thousands, but like hundreds of hours of videos that we've just been like, we spent our entire fucking night talking to no one
oh,
in
yeah.
a haunted basement.
Yeah, you ever talk in a garage for 10 hours
and
to
then,
nobody?
And then not upload it? It's fucking embarrassing, okay? But we do that yeah. for you. And that's the balance of it. But you don't see the times that we don't get anything. So when we do get stuff, it's cool.
So you guys investing back into like the channel?
Yeah.
Of course.
My voice sounds great.
He started talking about money. Your voice started working again, huh? Love it.
Boys is shot, bro. Hurts so much.
No, of course. It's so much fun. And exactly like he said, it's like we are just presenting exactly what happened to us.
Yeah.
He believes it's something else. I believe it's something different than that. Mm-hmm. He might believe. He's more on my side. He believes in the shit. You're
yeah.
still
yeah.
the fucking tech guy.
I will always give it the benefit of the doubt. But at the end of the day, if someone doesn't question it, then there's no balance.
That's very yeah. true. I mean, that's why, I mean, you watch, there's certain ghost hunting shows, you watch the every creak in the floorboard, it's like, oh, it's a demon. It's like, no, somebody farted, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
which,
not
by
everything
the way,
is scary.
We've caught a fart in one of our videos.
And it's usually Evan. Evan be farting in these videos. You guys have no fucking idea. I smell rotten eggs. And
yo, wait, like, I gotta say this real quick. This is so funny. So last year, we were doing a tour and we were doing investigations with like groups of like 20 people. And it was a cop, right? Was he a cop? We're in the middle of this investigation and everyone is dead silence. And then out of nowhere, you just hear... And everyone screams and goes running. The whole night we're like, yo, what was that noise? As we're leaving, the cop comes up to us and he goes, hey, so I farted and everyone freaked out.
It wasn't the cop.
Wait, it wasn't the cop?
It was Marty, our camera guy.
It was Marty?
It was Marty who farted and he didn't want to say anything because he didn't want to ruin their night.
Wave, Marty. Say hi, Marty. That's the farter.
Stinking ass boy.
We got a stinky boy in here.
To be fair, he's from Estonia. That's how they say hello.
Yeah. So don't get close to him. He's not a scratch and sniff, okay?
What is that? For me? Sorry, fellas.
Oh, I don't feel left out.
I was like,
for me?
They last for 3 years? What's their technique? You wanted to ask me out?
He's taken.
That is so sweet.
Come on,
Matt.
We
should have played the dating game. We should have played the dating game this episode.
He's mine.
We'll talk. Thank you. You believe in ghosts? Okay.
Yeah.
Would you? All right. Would you rather have a ghost best friend that's Bill Cosby or fuck the Annabelle doll? Which would it be?
Annabelle.
Fuck out of here. Sorry. You left me alone. You left me hanging. We'll talk. You can't eat pudding forever. Is it a lactose thing?
You're sweet. Bill Cosby joke.
Oh, I know. I know. I got it. I didn't know what to do with it.
Okay, got it.
Anybody want to give these guys anything? Hand job, maybe?
There's one over there.
All right. So, if you guys have you guys ever experienced a sexual encounter with some paranormal stuff?
Yes.
A sexual encounter with some paranormal stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You a demon?
For sure.
Oh.
Are you a demon? Semen demon? Okay.
I have a great story for you guys. What hotel was this at?
Shanley
Hotel.
La Quinta.
Okay, so I'm gonna make this quick, okay? This is literally one of like the funniest evidence we've ever got. So there's this device called an SLS, and it literally is like an Xbox Kinect. Like if you aim the camera at something, it picks you up as a stick figure, right? You know, like the Just Dance game and all that shit. So, we're in a room, and it's a room where a prostitute haunts, okay? And there's this guy that keeps coming back to this room because he's became really good friends with this prostitute, okay? And it's a ghost, okay? He's also married. He brought his wife there one time, and he told us that the ghost called her like a cunt, so he never brought his wife back. So he only goes there by himself. But this is what happened while he was investigating with us. So he goes and he lays on like her bed. What was her name? Was it Anna?
Yeah, I believe so.
Anna. So he goes and he lays on Anna's bed. And I'm standing outside of the door and I'm holding the SLS. And then he also has a device next to him on the bed that just shouts out random words. So as he's laying there, he picks out like a 20 out of his pocket and like puts it on the dresser. And then out of nowhere, a stick figure is like standing on top of him on the bed. And I'm like, oh shit, Elton, look at this. Then the stick figure slowly bends down. So it looks like she's literally straddling him while he's laying, okay? Then the stick figure moves up and is sitting on his face. Then the device that's next to him says magic pillow came. Okay?
Shut up.
Then I move the SLS over to a chair that is on the other side of the room from the bed. And I swear to God, This is a true story, guys. We have video evidence of this. There is a stick figure on the other side of the room, just sitting, going like this.
Shut up.
Swear to God, there was a ghost getting cucked. And we got evidence of it.
For $20?
So go to pornhub.com/hauntedhomies, and you can see our footage there. We also have a premium membership.
That's fucking amazing. I haven't seen that episode yet.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it'll come out. Come out in a few weeks. Actually, a few months.
Oh, it's not out yet?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, we have like 28 videos preloaded now.
Oh, I'm so excited for The Conjuring House.
Mm-hmm.
That was fucking awesome. We just went a couple weeks ago. It was my first time. Their second time. Fucking awesome.
Yeah. It'll be out in October.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
A little ways away.
Yeah. Oh, a bit away. Yeah.
How's your throat feeling?
Not great.
No?
You feel like I'm fucking dying.
You want to say a piece? You want to wrap this thing up peacefully?
You can wrap it up.
I'm scared to wrap it up because as we were ending the last show last time, these girls started fighting in the far row.
Dead ass security had to like grab the whole family and then they started fighting security. Literally, she was screaming at Matt.
Yeah. I wouldn't go on a date with her. You're so sweet. I didn't even get your name. What is it? Tyler. You're from where?
St. Louis.
From St. Louis? They sound like that in St. Louis? For real? Missouri? How old are you?
25.
25? That's tough. You're not 40, but give it time. Yeah. Taylor, it was very nice to meet you. I hope you had a good time tonight. And I hope the rest of you had a great time tonight as well. We cannot thank you enough for coming out on a fucking Monday night to just hang out with us. Shoot the shit, play some games, hear some fun stories, meet some great people.
We also got some merch at the front, guys. You. Look at this nice hat, right?
We also have towels.
Mm-hmm.
We have shirts. We have some shirts. We have some Haunted Homie shirts. She's got one on! Model it for us next time. We got a Haunted Homie hoodie that, you had it on last episode.
And if you guys want, Matt actually tripped over the box of hoodies earlier and fell on them. So if you get a hoodie,
dick
you can
first,
smell them.
If they're stuck together, that's packaging.
Yeah.
But thank you all.
Yeah,
so much.
Thank you guys
Ontario,
for coming. Seriously.
Get home safely.
That's
drive
a lot of
safe.
Fun.
We'll see you guys very soon.
Well, that's it for today's episode. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well for the full experience. Find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast. And I will see you next time.